you to cross them, right?
So I said, are your fingers crossed?
Yeah.
You cross them.
Oh, okay.
That's okay. I'm a professional. I don't need them crossed.
Yeah, that's why
they're bouncing as is.
I know. I was saying that. I'm like, you want to hope that I like it? This is great.
No,
man.
No, no. I asked if your fingers were crossed. You lied to me, man. The rule number one is trust, man.
No, because when you told me that, I thought you were asking me to cross my fingers.
It seems to start having problems, though, during that.
Okay, how do we...
It's partially because it's doing it so fast.
Okay, just have it do miscounts to the cursor movement, right?
It's mainly doing it when I move the mouse, though.
Okay. Where's the garbage for this?
So it may not... Whoa, how the hell is it still doing that? So this way it becomes a little bit messier. When you move the mouse, it starts jittering, but that's kind of good because it gets you to the graphic you're going to.
Okay.
But that's only if it's going in the reversed order, or if it's bounced once. It won't do that the first time. The other thing I've noticed is if you move it at the wrong time, it will actually keep going.
Huh. Shit.
Although I can't seem to reproduce it now. I had it where it continued going up.
That's awesome, man. This is going to teach me QA, man.
And this continued down. But, you know, your options are there. Now, I think we can slow it down and fix that stuttering quite a bit. So if we change this back to the original 100 that it was.
You'll have to be doing this kind of QA. Basically your development, I guess, is what it is.
And I'll be advising people doing this, stuff like that.
That's awesome. Cool seeing your work.
See, now it's down below. I probably won't be able to get it to do that again, but now it's choppier, though. Now it's going every 1 second. What is going to be about 50? Go for a happy medium. Jittery. Seems significantly smoother.
But it still has jitter.
Yeah, it still has jitter if you move it like that. That's basically the cost of the bounce. I'm not sure if I can tweak that out of it, but that's the cost of the bounce in it, because it's bouncing while you're doing that.
Can it be a one-time event?
It is a one-time event. But the mouse being on top of the screen when it's going down sends it back up.
Oh. Okay, but it could be a very specific field, though, that it detects the mouse movements. You have the mouse here. When it moves there, then it'll move up and down. And then when it's out of that...
When it moves over here, it has that pop-up with the text. It can't have both functions.
Well, how about this? Like, can't you say... Once this doesn't get input from the cursor?
No, it needs input from the cursor to pull these up.
Oh, they're not two independent things? Do you lean first?
Yeah, let's try that. I have a feeling it'll scroll based on when you're over it. But when you pull away, it'll keep moving. What the hell? Don't use those boxes at all. Yeah, I got it back. I'm fine.
You guys eat a lot of peanuts?
No.
No? How long have they been there?
Since Christmas or so. You get a little bit messier. I'll have to clean it out later. I don't want to concentrate on it right now. There we go. Voting. Yeah, that's what I thought it would do. Perfect.
I like this. That's awesome.
You like that?
Yeah, it's very, it's dynamic, and it has a nice bounce. It doesn't feel, you know, well, how it has to do a motif that'll look cool with that type of movement.
Okay.
Not the thing.
Fair enough. Fair enough. But yeah, basically, not all things, but most things that you see in Flash can be done in HTML and Java. It's just, nobody anymore knows how to do stuff in those languages.
Okay.
They've all gotten to Flash in that because it's more profitable, but
I'm thinking architectural gears, man. Triangle squares, like geometric shapes. I'm just like it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
It might look neat with a whole bunch of little gear graphics that turn based on this, but I don't think I could do that. That would be a little bit easier to do in Flash. That would be one of those things that would be better for Flash.
Okay. But yeah. This, okay. We could do that where we had this scrolling on the two sides.
Yeah, no reason why that can't be done.
And then move the company there, and then you've got your 17-inch
now,
screen coverage, right? And then the rest is your...
So you want company services, processes, contact, login, big letters. Like, roughly the size of Benson right now. Because right now, all it is a black box.
Can we try it?
You want it to fill up that whole area?
Can we try it? Yeah. I just want to see, see what it looks like.
All this is to get that Benson centered. How many lines is necessary to do that?
Wow.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Crazy, man. Why?
But you get somebody WYSIWYG editor, they'll hit enter 3 times, they'll hit enter on the bottom 4 times, and they'll put spaces in front of it to move it left, and then they'll put spaces on it to move it back right. So it ends up like a whole row of messy fucking code that they don't see. It looks right on their computer, but if you go to another computer, it's all centered out, all out of whack, because it's all spaces, not properly centered.
Nice.
That's why I'm pushing against WYSIWYG. This is advertising. Advertising. Advertising makes money, or is the most profitable for websites. They want quick websites done quickly. Here, I got an idea for a product. I want to see if there's interest. We'll put it out there. We'll put it on the search engines. See what happens. It's worth a trial run for a year, for instance. Budget $240 for a year for that site. If he sells 3 or 4 products, perfect. The website pays for itself and he knows not to go into the product. If he sells 100, he's got his jackpot.
So you have to sell to advertisers?
Salespeople. Advertisers, salespeople, it's all kind of the same thing to me. But it would be somewhere in that area.